Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sounds of Shelley's World and the first of two podcasts of routes recorded while in training with Flora at Southeastern Guide Dogs this past January. And there's my cat. She has apparently decided that Flora's had enough time on these podcasts, and she needs to say something too, don't you, Rain? Huh? Yeah? What? Rain is quite a talker. Just in case you're wondering how much time you need to plan to commit to listening to this podcast, it's going to be about a half hour in length. And it contains recordings of three different routes. Edited, obviously. When I knew that I was going down to guide dog training and was thinking about what I might like to podcast, a couple of people suggested that it would be neat to hear me actually working my dog. And I thought that would be cool to record to share as well, in addition to, of course, having it as memories for myself. So I did quite a bit of recording and then went back through and decided what to share. And so, as I said, this is the first of two podcasts. And since this podcast is only about 20 minutes worth of work, I'm sure you've figured out already that this is very edited versions of the routes. I didn't want to put on the whole routes because each route is about 20 to 30 minutes long, and except for the first one, which was only about 15. But I figured that you would get really bored listening to entire routes, and so I took out some things. I took out places where we weren't talking, the trainer and I weren't talking, and I took out things that didn't relate to the route at all. There weren't very many conversations that we had that didn't relate to the route, but like I remember one that we had about how short I was, I believe because I walked right under a tree branch. And so I've taken things like that out. And I didn't leave in like every single direction that she gave me. I tried to give you just a feel for what it was like for me in training. And that's another thing that I want to cover, because I know some of you are going to have questions about how things went. This was my training experience, and everyone's training experience is a little bit unique. One thing that makes Southeastern different is that we don't do solos off campus. Our trainers stick very close. But each student receives a different level of support depending on how much they need and who they have as a trainer and how that trainer likes to work. I am totally blind, and in addition to that, as most of you know, I have an additional disability that causes difficulty with my orientation, spatial perception, a little bit of balance, and sometimes coordination, motor planning stuff. So my mobility skills are not very good, and because I don't live in a city, my traffic reading skills are not as sharp as some other people's might be. So I received a lot of input from my trainer. She would tell me what kinds of things we were approaching. For example, she might say, there's a lot of clutter on this sidewalk coming up, poles, tables, etc. And that would just kind of let me know that my dog's veering was necessary and not her, you know, trying to goof off. She would also tell me if we just passed things so that I could reinforce Flora with praise. And she gave me information about the streets, the type of crossings that we were approaching. And I know that not every student in my class had that much assistance. I know that for some, the trainers back way off and, you know, let the students do as much independently as they can. And, you know, like I said, it's just up to the student and the trainer, and the way that things worked for me was the way that I needed them to be at this particular time. And I think that's what's most important, is that the training style worked for me. This was all recorded on my Olympus DS50. The first recording that you're going to hear was recorded in stereo. All the rest of the recordings, however, were done in mono, still in high quality, but in mono. And the reason for that is because I was concerned about running out of room on my Olympus. I had no way to download while I was in class, so I switched to a mode that allowed for more recording time. The third route that you're going to hear on this podcast was recorded using my microphone. It's a microphone made by Olympus. I don't know exactly what model or anything. It's a very good mic, but it's better for just being still and recording. I found that when I was walking, unless it was clipped just right, it would get too much of my movement, and in a couple of cases, too much wind, and made things really hard to hear. So this is, I believe, the only recording that that was worth sharing that was recorded with the mic. And and so, for the first two routes, my instructor, and the rest of the routes that you'll hear as well, my instructor, her name is Karen, she is holding my Olympus for me. And I asked her to do that so that I could have my hands free, my other hand free, in case I needed to correct or whatever. So, and she was more than willing to do that, so it worked out really good. So, I am now going to let you hear the routes, and I will come back in between them and describe just a little bit about what you're going to hear on each one. I really hope that you enjoy this and that it gives you a little bit of a feel for training. So the first route is on campus. It's the very first route that I did with Flora. It is a route on what Southeastern calls the Nature Trail, which is just a windy path. It's flat, a flat path, and it leads to a gazebo. And it's just a really nice, low-stress first walk.
All right, you're on.
Oops, I forgot to say harness on.
That's okay.
New.
You went nice and slow. She was fine. She saw it coming. All right, now we're not going to pick the handle up in here.
Yeah.
Let's just make your way to the gate.
Gate's over there.
I'm going to sound horrible on this thing because I'm so congested. That's terrible.
It's this way, right?
Yes. You've got about 10 feet to go to. You come to the end of the concrete pad, and then we'll turn left. Follow, just shoreline that.
Okay.
Once you feel the sidewalk on your right, mm-hmm. Turn right. There you go. Yep. And you'll come to your gate. Handles on the right. And remember, they don't have to sit in harness. Just switch. And no surging through.
Okay.
Switch. All right. So, just so you kind of know, reach over to your right and find the railing on your right. This railing will go all the way down along the sidewalk and then turn into a rope. And the rope, if you keep your hand on this, if you want to, as she's going forward, when you reach the end of the rope, you'll come to a curb, a speed bump.
Uh-huh.
She should stop there.
Okay.
If she doesn't, we'll deal with it when we get there.
Okay.
And don't expect, remember,
yeah.
We have very low expectations right now. The main purpose of this route is to familiarize you with it and her, and just to see if the pace and pole is what we're looking for.
Has she ever done this route before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, she knows it, but, you know, she doesn't know it with you.
Yeah, right.
So. All right, so when you're ready, you can pick up the handle. I don't even mind if you keep the leash in your left hand since you're experienced, but if you want to put it in your right, you can. It's up to you. Just tell her forward. And we've got a heron walking around about 10 feet in front of us, so be prepared. Stay with her. And she stopped. So search. Do a good search. Move up on her just a little.
Good
there you
girl.
Go. And she's going to have to learn to come really close to things because you have shorter legs than her trainers. which, that's just something you and she are going to have to work out over time.
Yeah.
So when you're ready, we're going to cross our parallel road, which is to the left of us. So you're just going to tell her left, and should turn left, find the curb, and she should stop here, obviously, because we're going to set up for a street crossing. All right, so when you're ready, you're going to tell her forward, straight, find the curb.
Flora, forward. Okay. Straight.
Good.
Find the curb.
Good girl. But you're going to go forward about 10 feet, and then you're going to feel her turn hard 90 degrees. That's all part of her straight line. It's the only way the path goes.
Okay.
So she should just follow it.
Okay.
There's also a railing on your right. If you feel yourself bumping into it, tell her over left.
Okay.
All right, when you're ready, go ahead.
So am I facing correctly?
You're facing correctly. Just tell, say her name and tell her
Flora,
forward.
Forward.
Good. And just stay with her now. And stay with her unless I say different.
Okay. Good girl.
If I don't say anything, you're safe. If you feel me doing this, tell her over left. It means she's getting you too close to the edge, okay?
Is that her tail?
Yeah.
It's up in the air.
Yeah. She's a proud little worker. She loves to work. She's got to poop, I think. Believe it. No, keep going. Maybe not. I think she does, though, but I think she does. She may be one of those dogs. She hates the rocks so much that she's going to wait for a route so she can use the grass to poop. I think she does. Go ahead and take her harness off.
Okay.
I'm going to turn this off for just a minute, can I?
Yes. Yeah, we don't need to.
Go for it. How's the pace so far?
It's good.
And taking into account that it may change a little one way or the other, generally what happens is they get a little bit faster as they gain confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So, based on that, if she walked a little faster, would you still be okay?
I think I'd still be good.
All right. And it wouldn't. This is her pace, typically. I mean, she's pretty much walking her pace right
okay.
now.
This is really comfortable.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Stay with her. This path veers to the right and stays to the left. We want to go to the left. It's a fork to the right. We don't want to go to
left.
The right.
Good.
She did good. And this path ends at a rope. So she should go, really not do a lot of turning, just zigzagging, but no real turning
okay.
until you encounter a rope.
Okay.
So if she starts to make any hard turns, just stop and redirect her. Chances are, if she turns, it's because she's at the rope. And she wants to turn and go to the gazebo, which is where we're going to end up at. Whoops! Tell her no. Just back her up, show her her mistake. You can drop the handle. Just bring her back to your side. Tell her no. Show her the rope. Tell her, watch, rope. Bring her back a little so she can see it. Right there. Tell her, watch. Okay. We're not going to rework today.
Okay.
So when you're ready, you're going to tell her left, forward, and she's going to go a few steps to a step up onto a gazebo.
Okay, Flora, left.
Nope, tell her no. Left. Good. Forward. Find the step. Search. If you don't find it, tell her again. There we go. All right, and there's a seat to our left when we step up. So forward, left, left, find the chair. Left, left, find the chair. Left, left. Left, left. Oh, check it out. She turned left. Check it out.
Oh, yay! Good girl! Good girl!
You can have a seat there for a minute. And when you're ready, we'll head on out. Now, do you remember where the step is off the gazebo?
That way?
Correct. So she's facing the right way. So if you just want to tell her forward.
Okay, forward.
Let's see if she'll stop at the step for you. Very nice.
Good girl.
You got it?
Yes.
Now, when you're ready, she probably will go forward and then turn right, because she knows where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
We want her to finish her straight line for right now.
Okay.
So if she tries to turn instead of going anywhere but forward, tell her no and redirect her in a straight line forward, the way you're facing. Okay? Don't let her turn. Careful. You got it?
Yes.
And she'll have to learn how to, you guys will have to figure out how to negotiate steps like that together. And you tell me what you need, and we'll work on it.
Okay.
All right. So tell her forward.
All right, go forward.
Don't let her turn. No turning. Tell her forward. She's telegraphing about 2 feet. Tell her no.
Forward.
Forward. Check it out. Good girl.
Good girl.
Don't get her head up. Yeah? Good, good. All right. Now we are going to go right, so you're just going to turn 90 degrees right and forward. Good job. Yes, exactly. All right. If you want to put the leash back, you can. Just stay with her unless I say different. Stick to her like glue, even if you think she's wrong. You'll hear me if she is. And up ahead, again, we've got a fork. She's just looking. Yep, get her moving. We've got a fork where it goes to the right or it goes to the left. If she went to the left, she'd run you into a rope. Also, another rope. So she should go to the right, and you'll feel that little hill. You'll just feel a little dip. Feel it?
Yeah.
And a little rise. So that's a good landmark.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, okay, when you come to this, you kind of know where you're at. She's got you nice and safe, way over off the edge. She's doing real good this time. Just stay with her. And you'll feel her turn hard right here. That's fine. Just stay with her. That's a good landmark. You know, you're coming up to your curve, okay? Oh, look at that.
Girl.
What an awesome. She
good
took
girl.
You right up to it, too. That was awesome. We're going to go right, forward, find the gate.
Right, forward, find the gate.
There you go. Let's stay with her. She's going to feel her turn left a little, yeah? Stay with her. When she finds that gate, have a party with her. Telegraphing about a foot.
Forward, find the gate.
Encourage her. Tell her, let's go.
Find the gate.
Come on. Forward.
Find the gate.
You can use the leash a little. There she goes.
Good
girl. There she goes. Yay!
Look at your tail.
All right.
Your tail's wagging in the air. Right behind you like a silly dog.
This next route was recorded in the town of Bradenton. We are working in a relatively quiet residential area.
Is it on?
Okay.
All right, 2 steps down and then keep going forward. All right, we're going to go L. Go with her. Nice. Go with her. Trying to get you off the edge there. Good job. Good job. Awesome.
I feel a tail.
Just a driveway here. Nothing to worry about. You'll feel a little slope. No worries. All right, now on these palm trees today, if she brushes against them without stopping, you're going to stop, drop, top, okay? So when I tell you, put your hand out and protect your face in just a minute. Go ahead, protect your face. She's trying. Nice, 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 nice.
Good
beautiful,
girl.
Beautiful. Very nice. She's doing really good, Shelly. All right, we're going to go left here. Nice, praise her. Nice left. Good job. Nice wide sidewalk here, but a lot of clutter. There's posts and palm trees and garbage bags and all kinds of stuff. So just stick to her like glue unless I say different. Tell her no. There's a kitty. There's 3 kitties across the street. Good. That wasn't bad at all. No surging. She just looked and you caught it and straightened her right out. Nice job. Nice job. Straight ahead to the curb. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Nailed it. On the money.
Good girl.
On the money.
Laura.
Just stay right here. You got a 4-way stop sign controlled intersection. You can hear the traffic.
Yeah.
There's usually not much. Just stay here. There's another one coming on our left. Listen up. Yeah. And then we'll start doing the forward hand signal, too.
Yeah,
sweep
okay.
that hand forward in front of you. In front, you know, just sweep it straight out.
Yeah, okay.
All right? When you're ready.
Huh. Forward.
Good, good. That'll let
right.
people know
find
you're
the
coming.
Curve.
Reminder, find the curve.
Find the curve.
Oh, nailed it. Beautiful.
Girl.
Beautiful. And you just take a couple steps up, and then we're going to go left. So forward, and then you can either halt or just do a rolling left. I don't care. All right, this is a T-intersection, free-moving traffic parallel to us. In front of us is stop sign controlled. So you tell me, and I'll tell you yes or no. It's hard to... Yes. It's hard to judge here. Reminder, straight. Find the curve. Nice. We'll take it. Nice. Again, she's up, but you're right on the seam. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
We'll take it. I'm fine. Her crossing was awesome. We're going to go left here.
Left.
No forward, just left. She's already up. Go with her. Yep, go with her. Go with her.
Good
job. She's doing great. Yeah, her left turns are awesome today. Just try to remember to kind of stay with her. Move your feet. You kind of plant your feet.
Yeah.
And then you have a hard time.
I learned that from my orientation issues.
But that's okay, because she's going to learn that and figure out that she has to pull you out of a standstill, which she's doing, so it's fine. Driveway, nothing more. Real narrow clearance coming up. She's already adjusting for it. Very calculated. Beautiful. Beautiful. That was very calculated. She anticipated that that would happen and adjusted. That was nice. Another driveway coming up. Nothing to worry about. Just let her do the work. She's doing great. She may turn in front of you like she did yesterday to snip. She tries to push you to the right. You listen, okay? Let her push you. She's trying. She's trying. Because it slants, what happens is you're kind of falling into the road, and she was trying to push you back, and she did it. Mm-hmm. She did it. Another step to the left, and you would have been in the road, Shelley.
Oh,
so she did real good working at that. All right, driveway. So after that driveway, start telling her she's stopping for it. Good girl.
Good girl.
And
right.
Forward.
Forward.
It's not. It's pretty. Not unusual, actually.
Come on, forward.
There she goes.
Good girl.
And again, it slopes, so she'll probably have to try to kind of push you a little bit. Not too much, though. Not too much. Stay with her. Good, good, good. Stay with her. Stay with her. She's trying. There you go. Right,
find
the steps.
Find the steps.
Awesome. Check it, check it, check it. Nice. Beautiful. Thank you, Ruth. Thank you. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Good job.
Keep the handle in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Forward up. There you go. And find the door. Forward, find the door. That's such an awesome route, Shelley.
Yeah, that was
so good. So good. See?
And this last route is, as you'll hear me say, my traffic check route. A traffic check route is a route where an instructor driving a southeastern vehicle attempts to simulate situations that you might encounter while out in traffic, backing out of a driveway, coming out of a parking lot, driving... coming towards you as you're crossing a street. And Southeastern does one route like this when you're in class. And so here's a little bit of that. Flora and I are about to do our traffic check route here in Bradenton. Flora, forward. Whoa, almost tripped.
A little treacherous here. The sidewalk is real broken up here. So. Very nice.
Good girl.
And you try not to react.
Yeah, I know, that's hard.
Even if you hear it, I know, and that's good that it's hard. But try to just let her go. I'll put my hand on your shoulders to stop you if it looks like you're in imminent danger.
Okay, all right.
I'm just going to give her a minute to come around. Go ahead.
Floor forward.
Good girl.
Good girl.
Wait one more.
Good girl.
And off you go.
Floor forward.
Just gotta always wait for her to get set up.
You're a good girl, Flora.
Flora, forward.
Am I straight?
Straight, straight. Find the curb.
Nice.
Good girl.
Find the curb. Forward, find the
Flora,
curb.
Flora, forward, find the curb.